Chanina adding to the conversation that we have to bring him up. So Rabbi Yehuda gave excellent shiurim in the past, bringing all sorts of different answers, but what we're going to focus on today is Tosvot, the bulk of this large Tosvot, what he focuses on, and that's in source number one. So Tosvot in source number one, I tried to have like funny subheaders for each section. Hochacha demuchacha. I thought it was funny. Okay.
It's hilarious.
Thank you. That's why you're sitting near me. Okay. Tosvot, source number one. Rov akor v'halachacha rov. All right, so here's the question. V'itema mai kamash malan matnitihi. Teisha chanayot kulan mochro pasar shchuta v'echat mocheret pasar nevela. V'nimsa... V'nimtza halachacha harov, mashma filu v'nimtza karov l'chanuta mocheret nevela. Right, so we said harov, karov l'chanuta harov. That's what it sounds like. So we had the answers from earlier that we've discussed already, and now there are source sheets right on that table next to the silver water bottle. Okay, and now the re gives two answers here. V'nira l'ri, this is the first paragraph or second paragraph of source number one. V'nira l'ri, dima matznitin, if it's from the Mishnah, so if we had that, hava mina b'nimtza b'emtza. Right, maybe we would think that it's only if it's like, you know, really in the middle, and Rabbi Chanina is adding that even if there is an aspect of karov going on, that we still follow the rov. That's the first thing that he brings up. V'od nira l'ri, Rabbi Chanina atalash minan, de'afilu b'korba demuchach azlinan bataruba. So he says an additional piece, which he says that maybe the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina is that even if it's like it's a korba demuchach, which we're going to talk about exactly what that is, maybe Rabbi Chanina's point is that if it's a korba demuchach, that's when you even follow rov in a korba demuchach, whereas the Mishnah would say that in a korba demuchach, you don't follow the rov, you follow the korba, the karov. V'chen mashma b'samach k'bei chavit shetzafa b'nahar d'bay l'memer d'rav d'amar k'neged irsh Rabbi Yisrael muteret. Late the Rabbi Chanina. So, and I give you this in source number two. Tosfot points us, to source number two. Later on, Gemara later on, about this chavit shetzafa b'nahar, there's this barrel floating in the water. Amarav nimtei k'neged irsh Rabbi Yisrael. I'm reading now from source number two, just for the context. Rav says, nimtei k'neged irsh Rabbi Yisrael mutar k'neged irsh Rabbi Nochrim asira. V'shmuel amar afilu nimtei k'neged irsh Rabbi Yisrael asira. So Imar mehai dekara atai. So he says maybe it floated down from this other Avodah Zarah non-Jewish city. So the Gemara there on source number two, Lema, this is underlined, Lema b'drabi chanina kamiflagi demar itle drabi chanina mar lele drabi chanina. Maybe we'll say that Rav, because Rav holds if it's close to the you follow whatever it's closest to. Rov Yisrael mutar if it's connected ir shiruba nochrim. If it's close to a Jewish city, you follow it's Jew, it's kosher. Non-Jewish city, it's not kosher, so maybe you'll say that he's here. Rav is holding not like Rabbi Chanina, right? He's holding you go with the karov. So that's what the Gemara presents here. That maybe Rav is not like Rabbi Chanina. So jumping back to the Tosfot in source number one, we assume in the Gemara lately the Rabbi Chanina. We're assuming at that stage in the Gemara that it's not like Rabbi Chanina. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Chanina because he seems to be going like karov in the Hava Mina. Israel. He says, but that doesn't work though, because the city is not Kulo Israel, it's Rov Israel. Meaning if it's sitting in the street near a non-Jewish house, but it's in a city that's a Rov Israel, Rav would say, you go according to the Rov. So how could you say that he doesn't hold like Rov? He holds like Rov. So, on the one hand, where the Gemara is presenting that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Chanina. The other hand, you can't understand this if he doesn't hold like Rabbi. And you only understand Rav if he holds like Rabbi Chanina. Alevadai, like a korba de beto shenochri, have a korba de lo muchach. So it must be that that's a korba de lo muchach when it's sitting near the nochri. Kevan shedarim, rov Yisrael, botair. V'rav azil bata ruba hechadea korba lo muchacha. So there's not a korba de muchach. So he says, rov v'karov v'china charov. That's why you'll go with the Yisrael. Aval ota ir, can I get high dekira have a korba demuchach? But now this city is a korba demuchach in comparison to the other city, the non-Jewish city. Ulakach azil batra, and that's why he follows that. And so that's how he understands it. So he brings the proof from source number two that this idea of korba demuchach, Rabbi Chanina would hold korba demuchach, you follow rov even korba demuchach. Then he continues, Tosfot continues, Ulahachi lo maiti v'kuli gemara de Rabbi Chanina el lekaman gabe chatzva. So he says, and look, this makes sense, especially when you continue in the Gemara. All the cases, I don't know all the cases, but my chavrut, Yidan and I sort of looked into this. It seems that this is Rabbi Chanina is invoked. Whenever Rabbi Chanina is invoked, he's only invoked in situations that are korban demuchach, because that's all his chiddush is really korban demuchach. And Tosfos brings two examples here, one from our Gemara, which is source number 3, and another Gemara in Beitza, source number 4. So lahi lo maiti bechule Gemara to Rabbi Chanina el lekaman gebei chatzva deishtekach bepardisa shel orla. You find this barrel in this orla vineyard. Everything there is orla. Der korban demuchachu. This is a korban demuchach. And here we're saying pardisa de orla gufe. You're finding it in that place. And there, if you look at source number 3, I'll give you the whole case because I realized we didn't read the whole case. Source number 3, Ahukatsva Techamra, Dishtakhba Pardisa de Orla. You find this barrel of wine in this vineyard that's all orla. Sharina Ravina. Ravina says it's permitted. Lema, Mishim Tesavar Laka Rabbi de Rabbi Chanina. Maybe that's because it holds like Rabbi Chanina, right? Because And this would be a korban demuchach because it's in the field. And so we're saying that he's going to hold like Rabbi Chanina in the Havamina. He holds like Rabbi Chanina to say that we follow the Rov, even though it's sitting, it's korban demuchach that it's from this vineyard. So it sounds like, and according to the Havamina, and that's Tosfos what it's pointing out, Rabbi Chanina is being invoked here because this is a korban demuchach. And that's the first case that he brings. And again, he brings another case, Parakama de Beitza. He brings a case of the Gemara in Beitza, and I give you that Gemara in source number 4. Outside, I'll just say that you have the person, you have different birds. You have black birds and you have white birds. And your mezamen, you know, the birds over here that are black and the birds over here, location A. I was mezamen, the black ones in location A, the white ones in location B. And then I come the next day, and I see that where the black ones were, now there's a white one. And where the white one was, now there's a black one. And that's the case that we're dealing with. And in source number 4, the Gemara says, in that case, maybe you would think, Mao de Tema, and I'm looking at source number 4, like the first paragraph, the second to last, the Mao de Tema, the third line down, at the end of the line, Mao de Tema, Hani Inu Ninu, Vitabuchi Etabuch. Maybe you're going to say that, well, I was Mazam in this one here and this one here, and now they just switched locations. Kamash Milan. So you might be used to switch, though it'd be mutter. So the Gemara is saying, no, the Mishnah says, no, it's us, or you cannot do that. You cannot consume these birds. Kamash Milan, Hinach Azu La'alma, the ones that you were Mezabin left, and the Hani Achrini Ninu, and these ones that are here are different. Lema Mesea Leila Rabbi Chanina, and maybe you'll say that this fits with Rabbi Chanina. Demar Rabbi Chanina, Rovakarva Lecharov. And Tosvot, the read back in source number 1, he says, this works according to the idea of korban demuchach, and if you look at the last line of Tosfot in source number 1, he says, "Hatam korban demuchachu tehashchor milavanim hayusham umuchach teinhu ninhu." He says, "Look, this is a korban demuchach because you have black bird over here, white bird over here. Yesterday, black white. Now it's white. Now it's black white. That's a korban demuchach that these are the birds. And so we're gonna. You would think that you would follow that. It's a korban demuchach, but no. We say you follow the rov, and the rov of the birds. You weren't mezamen, so the rov of the birds are you cannot eat." And look, that means that we're following Rabbi Chanina because it's rov. Most of these birds are not, you weren't mezamen. Versus karov, these are close to each other. These are probably them. Ochina karov, we don't follow Rabbi Chanina. Those are them? So that's a good question. The Tosfos.
How do you know it's karov?
The Ri is assuming hatam korba demuchachu. He's assuming, obviously, the switched birds are korba demuchach.
Why not? I mean, it makes sense.
Where that's like how can you?
I mean, you don't know for sure.
How can you measure it? I mean, when you have one coop
and just displaces, so my guess would be that
but the core is something you can measure. I mean, if I have a meatball between two shuvachot and I can measure it and bring something and measure how far is it from this and from there.
So you have white birds here. Now you found them over here.
Where are they? Switch the places.
Yeah,
but
the white bird's here.
But what if there was a white?
Did it come from?
I think Idan's asking. What if there's another?
From all the way there?
What if there was another white bird in the mix? I think Idan is saying, how does Tosfos know that maybe there's maybe between the two shovachs, between the two places, there's another white bird, and maybe this maybe to say that the bird in nest A is karov to nest B, maybe it's not. Maybe there's another bird that's
what's point A and what's point B that you're measuring here.
Back to 4. He mentioned Cholim Velevanim. He summoned both of them.
Right.
What does that mean? Where are they? I thought that
I think they're still in the coop.
I thought they're mamish close here. I have like this is my room of my birds. I have one coop of whites and one coop of blacks. Now it switched. So they're in the same household, the same room. So they're close. They're the same place.
They're close. But maybe you have more than that. You took those white and black, but maybe
there's
more.
I mean, I think the assumption the Gemara is making is that there were other birds that... The birds that are now currently in the coop are other birds that got made their way in here.
No, this is what we saw. They came other birds from outside, maybe came in and replaced them. So there are more birds in the area.
More birds in the room.
I think so. They're in the room, and then these were in the specific locations. Otherwise, it's not a question. If I was mazamin the only birds in this room, who cares where they are? They're the only birds here. I was mazamin them. They're mutter. The point is that they might be from elsewhere.
Not only that, I don't see how it's kurva. Also, he says it's kurva de mucha.
Yeah, so I think you have to say that there are no other birds in the vicinity here. So this is it.
What I think as well.
Yeah, you have to say that. But how does he know? I don't know. But that's...
Otherwise, we'll get to another kingdom and try to figure out which one went where versus a loop back to the rest of the population. So.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what Tosfot brings. And even if you don't like that hachimashma, the other hachimashma I think is clear, and the proof that he brings I think is also a good proof from the case later on, from the ear, the city situation. It's hard to understand it any other way. Okay, so that's that. So just for good measure, I also have for you the Ramban, who's going to be relevant later on. So I give you for good measure here, source number 5. The Ramban brings a similar idea here. He brings the same idea. Which is like the first answer that the Ri had brought, which is Ba'emtza. V'yesh mefarshim to hakamash milan to avagav de'ika korba demuchach bat ruba azlinan. So he brings this other idea of the Ri that you could say that the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina is that even if it's a korba demuchach, we still follow batar the rov against the korba demuchach. Yes. We're gonna get there. We'll get there, and then when we get it. Once we get there, you'll tell me if you don't like it or not. But we'll get there. Good. It's an excellent question. Excellent question. So before even getting there, there's another pun thing. Karov hu karov. Thank you. No. I wrote it. I know. Karov karov. So source number 6. Yeah. Source number 6, the Chatam Sofer explains the idea here of what's happening with this korba demuchach. What does this even mean, the korba demuchach? Venerally, the korba demuchach, hainu midin, ruba deleite kaman. He says the whole idea of korba demuchach is essentially a rov. It's a ruba deleite kaman. De al harov overim al zeh makom anashim hakrovim, b'la rachukim, because the vast majority of people that are coming through this area are the people who are in this area, krovim, b'la rachukim. Ke rachukim k'sheyotzim mi'iram, ורוצים ללכת אל עיר זה, על כל החוברים גם כן במקום זה. אבל כשרוצים ללכת למקום אחר, פונים לצד אחר. Right? מה שאין כן, בני העיר הקרובים למקום זה, כל פינות שהם פונים, עוברים על דרך זה. If you live in the city, you're always going to be passing through the city. If you don't live in the city, sometimes you'll pass there, but sometimes you won't. But if you're living right here, you're always going to be passing here. The krovim are the ones who are most often here. They're the rov who are here. ואף אגב, מכל מקום, אפשר שהיו העוברים... Even if you're going to say that maybe there's a situation where actually the people coming in and out, the foreigners are actually more often here than the people who actually live here. He gives an example like, you've got in Tiberia, you have a market day. And everyone around Tiberia is coming to Tiberia. But if you're in Tiberia, you're not really going anywhere because you're just staying. Like, let's say we're talking about the entrance to Tiberia. So everyone is now coming through the entrance of Tiberia, but no one in Tiberia is leaving Tiberia. Everyone's coming in. So locals are staying, but everyone else is now passing through the entranceway. So vehem inam zazim imkoman hayom ki yom shoku lahem. Azai bevade baru ki hayom hazeh afilu hanimtza petach shar ir Tiberia hume rov ragle acherim hamtzim sham. Ella, but still, kevan derov peamim enoken, most of the time, the traffic in any given place are people who are local to that place. V'derech ha'olam, who that's the way it is. Derech ha'olam, shicho b'svivoteya, tfei ma'ayirat ha'rachokim, al-kor ha'chaminen, mikurva parish, v'haynu, ruba delay to come on. And so he says the whole idea of following, the whole idea of korba demuchach, or any type of karma, korba demuchach, is a ruba delay to come on, because those are the people who are here. No one else, the vast majority of the people who are in any given place are from that place. Does that make sense? The vast majority of the people who are Karuv are the Karuv people. So if you find something here, it's presumably from...
Is he saying that...
I don't think I'm saying it clearly.
People going here are those who are closest? Or since they go here frequently, so that's why...
That's what I mean. At any given spot, the rove of the people who are there are the people who are from the local area.
Aha.
So this is rove.
So it is a rove.
Yeah, it is a rove. Karov operates as a rove. Kurva, but Hainu, Ruba delayed to come on.
Rove acts as a Karov? Like, it's the same. You can go both ways. Because it's like, oh, well, it's within a defined vicinity using Karov. Switching backwards and forwards, right?
Wait, say that again.
You're saying in this case we're going to define Karov as like the Rov, right? You're basically the principles of Rov. But if you're saying other way around, if this is the how do you define Rov by using a defined?
you have to say we're gonna isolate this. So you're saying
right.
they both operate within the concepts of each other.
Right, so why is Rov the big one and Karov works off of Rov when you can say like Rov works off of Karov?
Interesting.
Karov, at some point there's a cutoff point, Karov comes in, and from there you get
into Rov. So we're gonna come to I think elements of that in a little bit.
But how can you apply this also to other cases that is not this case? How can you apply it to Kurva de Mucha, for example, in Nipple? If that's for sure that the Kurva Mucha
Rove of the birds that are gonna be in this area are from that Shovach. That's why you follow Karov.
They usually walk in this area.
That are usually here. Yeah.
That go here the most frequently.
Rove Pamim.
Right?
Rove Pamim. To use the language that he's
using. It could be there are a million of birds walking here, but those usually go most times are the ones who are closest.
So that brings us, but we say that rove is a question of amount, of quantity, not a question of how many times or how
but
much.
But that's why, so with the later command, the nature of the birds that take this route the most time will actually live in this area. But you have the majority of birds in the world who actually walk here. Meaning that it could be that the majority of birds that walk this route. But who takes this route the most times? Not a person who's walking all the way from here to there, but those who actually live in this area.
Wait, but it's not a question of rove.
But I'm not, I'm not sure.
I understood.
Yeah.
Let's say you have Alamo Street. I walk this distance the most times, I walk it twice a day. But more people in the world take this route than me.
I'd say the people who live on Almore, are always driving on Almore. But you sometimes go down Almore, sometimes I'm on Caribou, sometimes I'm on
Dell. It could be that the majority of people that actually will be on Almore today are not Almore residents.
Today, but Bigadol, the general case, Rov Pamim Enoken, Derech HaOlamu, Kol Ir, even if you have a couple days randomly
I think that from the Afal Gavi saying something else, it could be that sometimes it's different. Because sometimes you're right.
Even if you can point out a specific case where it breaks the rule, but that's a unique case. Most of the time, local people are the ones who are walking this street.
So I think he's saying, let's say, the man of family usually walk on Almor from their house to Or Chaim twice a day. But the majority of people who actually go through Almore don't even live here. Live someplace else. So you have Rav Itakaman, people that live here. The Karov, the Mucha, are those who frequently use this route. They go back and forth.
And then I will ask again. But when we ask about Rav, we're that's what we discussed all the time. We don't want to ask any other question than how many people. Not how many people walk.
But we're not talking Karov. We're not talking about Rov. We're talking about Karov.
Karov is Rov here.
As a Ruba Delayta Kaman.
So we want to say the Ruba Delayta
Kaman. Who is more naturally going to be?
Yeah.
So the Kiddush would be here. Another Kiddush would be that Ruba Delayta Kaman is a question that is not on how many people, but it's a question on how many people walk, how many people
have been here. That is the definition of Ruba Delayta Kaman. Exactly.
The nature, the statistics, who uses this thing more often, more frequently.
Yeah, 100%. Right. Yeah, it's a statistics, right? You pick an average person here, where are they from?
So he's actually defining that the question here is what is better? Ruba Delayta Kaman versus Ruba Delayta Kaman?
I guess so. I think so. Yeah. Okay. Continuing. So what's the difference, as we were asked before, what's the difference between korba de muchach and korba de lo muchach? So here's source number 7, Kovetz Shiurim. He gives the following suggestion. He says, Mashakatav sham betosvat lachalek bein korba de muchach lekorba de lo muchach, nira hakavana de bekorba de lo muchach ein hakorba ela bitstarfut neged chavero shu karov yoter miyasheni. Korba de lo muchach is just that I happen to be closer to that. A is closer than B, so it's korba de lo muchach. It's relative close. Aval mitzad atzmo ein shayach likorto karov klal. But objectively, it's not necessarily close. It's just closer. That's a korba de lo muchach. Omnam bekorba de muchach hochacha hi mitzad atzmo v'lo rak neged chavero greda. So they're saying, like, what's the line? The line is if there was nothing else here, if all I saw was this object and this location, would I say this is close? Or would I say it's not? If I would say this is objectively close, that's a korba de muchach. If I only would say it's close because it's closer than something else, then it's a korba de lo muchach. And that's how he defines the distinction with a line is going to vary depending on the situation. If I can look at this and know, and I would look at this and say, this is close, korba de muchach. If it requires relativity, then it's lo muchach. You're giving me a look.
Yeah, no, can you
No, that's Rav Chanan's piece here. So he said, Navkamina l'inyan mechza al mechza, de mekurva de lo muchach, hecha shnein shavin, leka korva klal. Ava bekurva de muchach, havi kishnei hochura so trotze etze. Right, because korva de muchach is more than just like a relative thing. It's like it's a hochacha that it's actually from this location.
Again, I don't understand. What's the difference between saying something is closer to you and saying that this is close to you? What's the difference?
There is a coffee between both of us. We never drink coffee usually. So now, whose coffee is it? So if it's closer to me, why would I say it belongs to me? Because it's closer to me than it is to you. Mm-hmm. But let's say both of us are coffee drinkers. And there's now coffee between us. So there's good reason to say in his mind, because I'm a coffee drinker, and there's good reason to say it's yours because you're a coffee drinker. So if it's in the middle, there's good reason to say it's mine, there's good reason to say it's yours. But if we're both not coffee drinkers, and it's mine-ish in the middle, so there's no good reason to say that it belongs to anyone. Is that a good example?
Yeah, I don't think that answered his question,
though.
It was beautiful, it was beautiful.
We are all sitting close together here, but I'm sitting closer to you, Don, than anybody else.
Right, you're saying still close is still a relative thing. You're saying
what's a relative thing?
No, but sometimes there's a reason to say that
you're closer to Rav Yehuda. What's
no? So think about the
he's close to me,
think about the case. I would say go to the cases that Tosu was bringing up, korba de muchach. Right, going to the first let's go to the chatzva case that you find a barrel of wine in the vineyard of Orla. If it's in the vineyard, right? So that's not just closer. It's not like it's closer to here versus anywhere. Like this, you could look at this and say this is close to the vineyard. Maybe even say that it's more than close to the vineyard because it's in the vineyard. But like you will objectively say this is close, as opposed to if it's somewhere in the vicinity of the vineyard. It happens to be there are two vineyards and it's closer to this one than it is to that one. You wouldn't necessarily say this is objectively closer to one vineyard or the other because it's really it's close to this one because this is 5 meters and this is 10 meters, but. If you pulled it away, if you said, you'd say, oh, it's in there, it's 5 meters away from that, but you wouldn't necessarily characterize it as close. I don't know if what I said is any clearer.
Why, what I said is not answering
this question.
Because I don't think you talked about Karov in that case.
I'm saying that there's a Karov that's close, and there's reason to say that it belongs to me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a mochach that belongs because I'm a coffee drinker.
But it's by virtue of its location.
I think it's that's what he's saying.
I think it's by virtue of aval mitzad atzmo ein shayach likorto karov klal. Korba de muchach hochacha hi mitzad atzmo.
There's a cup of coffee and I'm a coffee drinker.
I'll tell you my problem.
Okay, one plus one.
I understand better your example, Ravina, but I'll tell you my problem. Saying that, how can you define karov without having two players that you're saying, you're asking this closer to something else?
And that's why most...
How can you say karov mitzad atzmo? Without having anyone else and saying, you can take off the other person, without him you say it's karma.
So,
how can you say
so I'm asking you, there's now a coffee between us, and we're both coffee drinkers. So in that case, it's close to both of us. There's good reason to say that it belongs to both of us.
If it's in the middle.
If it's in the middle.
All right.
So it still is a karov, because it's close
karov to
us. To both of us.
Okay.
Even though it's in the middle, even though it's... in the middle, and the question is, does the Chavim belong to you? It is close to both of us. But if there's no reason to say why this Chavim belongs to one of us, because both of us are not coffee drinkers,
so we'll determine only
if it's closer. If it's in the middle, we have no way to determine.
So you're saying...
You're right.
So you understand this... Regular karov would be karov that is being mitzvah to something else.
Correct. That's what he says. The ela beats tarfut neged chavero. That's literally what he says.
It's closer to you.
Yeah. Aval mitzad atzmo.
Karov muhav would be physically 100% karov, have nothing else.
No, both of us are. So in that case, it's close to both of us. It could be both of us.
Right.
It says it's closer to me. It's also close, and it's a muhav.
You're explaining the nafka mina here. Leaning mechta mechta to be korban dula muchia.
I think that's also explaining what he's saying.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying you're specifically focusing on that. It's mechta mechta.
Both how they were both coffee drinkers, and now it happens to be closer to me. So there's no really good reason to say why should I have a coffee? I'm not a coffee drinker. But since it's closer to me than to him,
so let's say
it. But there's no reason to say it belongs to me other than that it happens to be closer than as opposed to him.
But based on your definition, it's not a function of how close it is. Could be far away from both of you. I mean,
yeah, it could be.
But you don't get the question from the because they definitely the case of Orla where it's in the field itself. They're like, it seems like it is a function, but it's mucha, it is very close. You know what I mean? And in your definition,
yeah, but I think what you're saying sounds a lot like the Ramban that we're going to see in the
right.
But according to Rabbi Elchanan, he says that there's something close that also shows a reason to say that it's closer to me.
So how would you tie that in with what? One example was where it's in front of the house of a goy, but the whole but the city is mainly Jews. Right? That was an example. Yeah. How does that tie in with your definition?
That's a korban de lo mucha.
It's close to him.
It happens to be close to
him. There's no reason to say that belongs to him.
It's only by virtue of the fact that it's closer there than anywhere else.
Usually that's like when you're both not coffee drinkers.
Yeah.
So basically,
there's no good reason to say it belongs or.
So basically, every time there is rov in the picture, it can never be korban de muchach. It can never be korban de muchach because if there is rov, you always have something against you.
So let's say I'm a coffee drinker, it's close to me, but now you have 10 people. So now I have a question: who does this coffee belong to? You have your 10 options on the one hand, and you have one coffee drinker which is closer.
So that's not korban de muchach.
It's the korban de muchach.
It's
close to me. And also, there's good reason to say belongs to you because I'm a coffee drinker. But you have your 10 people, so you have rov as opposed to kav.
No, but the question is, the 10 people drink coffee or not? In order for it to be korban de muchach.
It could still be korban de muchach vis-a-vis him.
It could still be that they are coffee drinkers. It could be that they're not coffee drinkers.
But if you're coffee
drinkers, because you have more options, I go with the more options.
But if those ten are coffee drinkers, it can't be korban de muchach.
Why?
Is that what we said? No, it's closest.
It's still its closest to me. It's close and it's muchach because I'm a coffee drinker. So it's still closest to me. But yeah, I have your 10 options of people who are coffee drinkers, maybe even 9 coffee drinkers. Maybe even 9 coffee drinkers. We have 10 options. Why should you say to me? That's the question. Rav against the muchach.
Shkoach. Thank you, Rav Yehuda. I can tell that you prepared this for last week's
year. It was last week's year.
Yeah. No, in the sources I sent out, I said we're just going to be doing everything that you were going to put in. Shkoch. You didn't have all of this Shirevi Shmuel, though. Source number 8. So I'll give you a little bit of a new piece. Shmuel Rozovsky in source number 8. He net behadim evuar betosvet ika chiluka ben korva demuchach lekorva delamuchach. Ika liyuni minale hani trei hilchatat dekorva. Maitam lechalek b'nehem. What's the reason that there are two, and why do we mechalek between them? La mor tam achiluk b'nehem pashut, de bekorva demuchach mitorat beirur atinan ala. Korva demuchach is a beirur. Bekorva de ena muchach lo mitorat beirur katinan ala ela diaso dino hu shelo nidun safik. And this is what Rav Yehuda spoke extensively about, the difference between rov and karov. He was talking about specifically a karov that's not a muchach. Ena muchach is not really a beirur. Like rov would be, karov is undercutting the entire suffix. It's like it's removing the entire suffix. So he's just pointing out that that's only the case of a korban de lo muchach. Korban de muchach is a birur also. Okay, umekara devar dika trei dinei korva efshar di alfinan lami hai kra gufa. He says maybe the idea that there are two types of karovs is actually in the psukim themselves, in the pasuk itself. The gufa devahita ira kurva la chalal. Delamai demokim la begemara shishte ayarot shavot misparam. De azlina batar kurba, aval besha'en shavot azlina batar ruba. Right? Havehagam de kol haolam lumara ayarot halalu leolam have a ruba. The rest of the world, connected the cities that are in play here near the corpse, those are the rov here. Vakorchach lebeit kol haolam have a kurba demuchach, tzlinan batra bechol gavna. The rest of the world is the Rov versus these cities, which is a Kurba Demuchach in this instance. But now that we zoom in on this city, V'rak Irechad Klapei Hashniya Davi Kurba De Lo Muchach. Now one city versus the other city, that's Kurba De Lo Muchach. Bezeh V'hudaz Lina Bat Aruba, and that's where we follow Rov. So when it's the whole world versus these cities that are close, we follow the Karov, which is a Kurba Demuchach. But then when we're trying to figure out which of the cities here, Azlina Bat Aruba. And it's only if they're equal do we follow the Karov. But here I think he's saying that you could, the whole concept of understanding what's happening with the Egla Rufa case, you could understand that there's both Kurba Demuchach and Delo Muchach are in play right now. These cities are Kurba Demuchach in relation to the rest of the world, which is the Rov, but we're in the Rov versus Kurba Demuchach, we're only going to focus on these cities. But now that we're focusing on these cities, which particular city, that's a Kurba de lo muchach, and therefore we follow the Rov. Is that clear? He's saying that both of these, he's saying this is inside of the psukim, inside of the whole din of Egla Rufa, you see the concept of Kurba de muchach and Kurba de lo muchach. Okay, so far so good? Clear? Sufficiently clear? Clear as mud? Okay. So all of this was assuming there's a difference between Kurba de muchach and Kurba de lo muchach, halachically, and then Rabbi Chanina is going to say, you know, afal piken, I follow Rov against Kurba Demuchach. But that's not the last word on the subject. The Torah Chaim, it's verse number 9. So there's a lot of parts to this. What?
No,
there are multiple parts to this. I'll say outside what he's going to do, and then we'll go through. There are four parts to this Torah Chaim. Part number one, he says there's no way that that's true, what the Rish says. Part number two, he says what he thinks Kurba Demuchach would be. Number three, he says what Kurba Demuchach and Ruba Demuchach, he entertains that these are really all factors. And four, he says that, but what I'm saying is not agreed upon. Okay. Rov v'karav v'china chahar rovs. Kadvu atosvot, dematzitin d'teshe chaniot shmainan la, v'rabbi chanina ati la shmainan, d'afilu b'kurba demuchach zina bat aruba. V'kadvu atakol ishmata b'kurba demuchach hayri. V'kasha. I don't like this. D'rabbi chanina amorahu. Uldivrehem havalei lefarish behedya. He should be explaining things. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Chanina as an Amora is going further than the Mishnah, so then let Rabbi Chanina say that. He has the ability to say that. In fact, you would expect an Amora to be explicit. You'd expect him, you expect Rava. You expect at some point the Gemara would identify this. Why does it take until the Ri to tell us the Kurba Demuchach is going on here? Rabbi Chanina should have said it.
They say only the question is a huge chiddush.
Say
only
again?
The assumption is a huge chiddush. Well, how I understand this, to assume the fact that he's an Amora, of course he needs to say that. This is not so simple.
Okay.
No, just noting.
Yeah. So he brings multiple kashas on this, on the Ri. I'm not going to look at them all inside. But he brings multiple reasons that he thinks that the Ri's distinction here of Kurba Demuchach, Kurba De Lo Muchach, that Rabbi Chanina holds, we follow the Rov, even when it's a Kurba Demuchach, he doesn't agree with that. Ulkach nira de bekulishmata, this is the second paragraph. Ulkach nira de bekulishmata lo asik adate midi mikurba demuchach, Rabbi Chanina lo adil shminan ella ha de Rov v'karov v'china char Rov de Rov adiv. All Rabbi Chanina is saying, we follow the Rov. And he says, what is Rabbi Chanina adding? He's adding the aspect that if there's Karov involved, we still follow the Rov. Which is not what you would learn from the Teisha Chaniyot case, which is the Ri's first answer. So now go to our Mishnah with the Nipol, right? If it's within 50 Amot, it belongs to the Baal HaShovach. It's carved to the Baal HaShovach, even though there's the row of the birds are not from this Baal HaShovach. So why are we doing that? Hey, chimat le meimar hachi d'im ken tikshi maishna to chamishim shu Baal shel Baal HaShovach v'chutz le chamishim shu shel motz'o. Wait, what's the reason here of the distinction between 50? What's going on here? Al korchach, did I miss the word? Val korchach tzrich lamar, de toch chamishim ama shani. He says 50 amot is significant because within 50 amot, de have kurva de muchach. Because the bird's going to be filled up, it's not going to go beyond 50 amot. The 50 ama is a korba demuchach. If it's within 50 amot, that's a korba demuchach. And so he says, and he ultimately keeps on going, and he says that Rabbi Chanina and everyone's going to agree that if it's rov v'karov, but the karov is a korba demuchach, that we're going to follow the korba demuchach. Look at the nipol case. You're following the korba demuchach. It's within 50 amot. Venira, he continues down the top of page 3. First full paragraph. Near dechi hechi deshani lan ben korba la korba dimu karov meod have korba demuchach dim eno karov kolkach have korba sheinu muchach achinami shani lan ben ruba la ruba shim ein barov yoter al miut rak echad or shnayim have a ruba sheinu muchach aval harov yoter al miut harbe meod kagon shein bemiut ella echad or shnayim verov yeter alav elef or mea have a ruba demuchach. So you have, just like you have a korba demuchach, korba delo muchach, which he here is just saying based on relative proximity, so too you have ruba demuchach and ruba delo muchach based on how much of, do you have a supermajority or do you have like a barely majority? 51 to 49 is very different than 49 to 500. This is, one of them is a ruba demuchach, one of them is a ruba delo muchach. So he continues, Rabbi Chanina b'shavin ayir. Rabbi Chanina is saying, rov korba demuchach rov, when they're equal. Shim rov korba shneim muchachin, o shneim inam muchachin. Svir le druba adif. Yidan, you can't say anything. Aval hecha de'ika korba demuchach, don't you, karov me'od, o hachacha achriti, veruba she'en emuchach, she'en barov yeter alamiut, ki'im echad o shnayim, v'koshkan ipcha de'ika ruba mu demuchach, verkov she'en emuchach, azlina patar milta demuchach. The rule is that you follow the one that's most compelling, ultimately. What's muchach? If it's ruva, ruba demuchach, or korba demuchach, you follow the thing that's more muchach. V'kulu hanach demaiti b'shmatin, Beshavin Irene. So the whole concept of this whole conversation is when they're equal. So that he's saying all the cases that come up, that's a case where they're both muchach. The barrel in the orla field in the vineyard. Dava korba demuchach. Ikalamemer dava nami ruba demuchach. You have to say that's also ruba demuchach. The whole time there's a conversation here is when they're both equally muchach or equally non muchach, and that's when you have to go on to any principles. But if you have muchach in any way, muchach always wins. Okay, that's now. But part number 3, he acknowledges. V'shulchan aruch tur yordeya siman kuf chaf tet. He brings the Nahar case, which is a case that we saw, I think it was source number 2 earlier, when it's floating in the river. Even if it's a korba demuchach, ignore the karov, we follow the rov. And as that's number 10 and number 11, the Beit Yosef gives the Svara specifically why he rules that way, specifically because we hold the Rabbi Chanina. You look at the last line in source number 11, Dekamar rov v'karov v'chinach harov afilu b'korv v'temuchach kamar tazlina bat aruba. Right? So he acknowledges that this doesn't work. V'kata, going back to the Torah Chaim, v'katav od sham b'chavit shel yayin shenimtzei b'karmo shel Yisrael tazlina bat aruba avagav d'ika korv v'temuchach umashma d'afilu ein arov yeter alamiut rak kol dehu tazlina bat re afilu gabe korv v'temuchach. I think he's acknowledging the fact that what he said, Venir Beinai, Katavti, what I think is right, I wrote, but I think he's acknowledging that that's not the way that the Shulchan Aruch, the way other places are understanding it, we are, the way the Halacha has understood this is that we follow, if there's Korba Demuchach, we follow Rov, unlike, and which works, which is what the Re said, unlike the what he thinks is correct, but he's just putting that out there, that he thinks what he's saying is correct, but it doesn't, it flies in the face with the traditional understanding of and paskening of this sugya. So the second to last piece to focus on is, are there cases that seem to be rov? Some people may take issue with what I call this, rov mul super karov. Super karov.
Are you Montreal?
So we'll see. Maybe that terminology was not sufficiently precise. But still, are there cases where Rabbi Chanina would say, in this case, even though there's a rove against it, I'm going to follow what we would call the karov in this case. So this is in the Ketzorah Choshen in source number 13. So before that, source number 12. Matzah kli ulvanav perot. Haperot shelo kli notel machriz. Shani omer hakli shel achad vaperot shel acher. Right, kli, perot. They're two different owners. V'ra'im behen siman. You can keep the fruit. V'mar'in hadvarim shehem shel adam echad. Chayav lachriz. But if it looks like they belong to, they came together, then you have to be machriz because it's part of the kli. So the Ketorah Choshen, source number 13. V'mar'im hadvarim shehem shel adam echad. B'Gemara, Baba Metzia, and Rambam. And the reason that this is so long is because I gave you all these Gemaras if you want to look at inside. Actually, I didn't give you the Baba Metzia Gemara or the Rambam. But the rest of the sources I give you, so if you want to look at them inside, but in the interest of time, we'll just read the way Ketorah Choshen reads it. But if you don't trust him or me, you can look at the sources themselves. Okay, so in that case, B'Gemara B'Rambam, Poskim Stamosha Hadvarim, V'loya De'in and Shira Korva, Kama Ajihei Nireshu Mina Kli. We don't say any, there's no indication of how we know how close it has to be and that it's part of the Kli. V'nira Mehad Amrina B'Vodazar, Reish Perak Rabbi Shmuel, Gabe Avanim Shinimtsu B'Tzad Markolis, V'Amrusham B'Mekorvot Kuleyam Alopaligid Aser. You have the Markolis, you have the Mercury statue, the way it was worshipped, people would like throw rocks at it, put rocks on it. Right? So if you find rocks in the vicinity, they're Korvot. Everyone's going to agree that those are rocks of Avodah Zarah and they're Aser. Maskana Sham B'Shas Amru Demod Rebbe Kivit B'Nimsa Avanim Toch Hatzfisa Shel Markolis Shu Toch Dalet Amot Ayan Sham Perish Rashi. The conclusion of the Gemara is that if they're within the vicinity, which Rashi is going to say is 4 Amot, they're Aser Imken Nira Dehu Adin Hacha Ad Dalet Amot Havalei Minakli. You term Dalet Amot Lo Havi Minakli. That presumably the Tfisa of the Markolis is 4 Amot. So the tefisa of this kli should be 4 amot also. That's according to Rashi. Lushita Tosfot, Gam lamaskana begemara, to lo havi mikorvot ela shir ama or chatzi ama. He puts the shir at an ama or half ama. V'yatemi kan havalei rechukot, beyond that is rechukot. V'adamar Rabbi Kiva, toch hatzvisa aser, tehu dalad amot, hayin mishim te'osin markulis, katam b'tzad markulis gadol, and sham. Okay, v'im ken, hachinami, matza perip b'tzad kli. Lo havi mina kli ela b'nimtza toch chatzi ama o ama. You should just follow this. You should use this same shear for determining relationships between objects should be the same for all of these. Omna, top of page 4. Kasha, da chaimalan rova korova halachachar harov. We have our principle. Do you follow the rove? Ukid ita beperek lo yachpor v'katvu sham betosvo teafilu korva demuchach azlina bat harova v'im ken matnitin dem matza peru petzad hakli. Amai lo azlina bata rupa ve'edo shel bala kli. But beyond all this, why aren't we following the rova olam and put these? Why is there any reason to say, oh, these pair belong to the kli? They belong to the rove. Ruba, even if it's ruba to korba to muchach, you follow the rove. That's how we paskin. V'ken shamba markulis, and also with the markulis situation. De amru b'kuvah koliyama lo pligi de asur. Amai lo azlina bata rupa. Why don't we just say that most rocks are not part of the mercury thing, so then they're mutter. Why are we assuming that they're part of this thing, just because of their proximity? We say, rov v'karov v'chinech harov, even if it's korbet demuchach. V'hineh, l'fi mashkatav ha-Ramban, and that Ramban is source number 15, if you want to look at it inside the Ramban, but he quotes him. V'hineh, l'fi mashkatav ha-Ramban, perek lo yach par sham nicha, ayen sham shekatav zel shano, aval in vi matzni, mitzani, Perish vared demitani. Vafilo Rabbi Chanina. This is what he says. The important part. Vafilo Rabbi Chanina. The rov v'karov halachachar harov asur. Dechi ha lav karov bilachud. This is not just karov. Ella, the case that he's talking about, the Ramban talks about, where we don't follow the rov. It's not dechi ha lav karov bilachud. Ella bimkomo mamash. It's not just karov. It is still it's bimkomo mamash. The chazaka kan nimtza kan haya. It's here now. It was here before there. The havale karov umatsui v'leika leman d'amarov adifa kan lashno. And there's no one who's going to say in that case you follow the rov. Even Rabbi Chanina is going to agree if it's that type of karov where it's karov and bimkomo mamash, then you're going to follow that and not follow rov. V'imken hachinami yesh lamar dim rekuvit demarkulis toch dalad amot the perish Rashi otoch ama the perish tosva lav karov bilchudu ela chashiv mikomo mamash. Vavalei karov matsui, and that's why we don't follow rov there. V'udin hachinami matzah peret betzad akli. He says, so that's the way you could understand this. Everything would work according to the Ramban. Avalafi, Mashikatav Harosh, Sham Perik Lo Yachbor, Jalididan, Nami, In Vishari, Kivan Tekai Malan, Karabi Chanina, Derov, Karabalach, Harov. The Rosh doesn't agree with that. The Rosh agrees, believes that we always follow Rov, according to Rabbi Chanina, even in this case of this, where it looks like it's a, I'm calling it a super Karov. Karov, Bim Koma Mamash. So he, Rosh doesn't agree with that. Im Ken, but if that's the case, according to the Rosh, Kasha hach dematza perup itzad kli v'kachad demarkli safilu tochama nami nizel bataruba kevan deruba adif etzurchim. He says the Ramban works well. According to the Rush, though, you've got it doesn't it, the Rush. You have to. He doesn't understand how this could work. How the Rush could agree. How this halacha could work with the Rush, because the Rush is this like this. What's the word? Absolutist when it comes to Rabbi Chanina that you always follow Rov. Everything else, forget. It's always follow Rov. So if that's the case, it's very hard to understand this Markulis case and this Perot case. Then he brings the Torah Chaim also. I need some help explaining what he thinks about this Torah Chaim. The Torah Chaim, Perek Lo Yachbor, Halasham, Tehadema Rabbi Chanina, Rov Karov Alecha Harov, Tehainu, Davka Bekorba Deina Muchach, Aval Korba Dimuchach, Karov Adif, Vayen Sham, Shekatav, and he gives the shir. What is Karov Dimuchach? Shekatav, Da'ad Chamishim Ema, Havali Korba Dimuchach. Omnam, Reish Perek, Rabbi Yishmael, Sham Muchach Lahedya De Rochuk Min Marklis Yotermi Dalad Amot Vade Mutar Dahas Virale the Rabbi Kiva the Chutzlat Tfisa Mutar Vin Ema Ad Chamishim Amal Chashiv Korba Demuchach VaAdif Mirupa Imken Chutzlat Dalad Amot Amai Mutar. I don't understand what he's it seems like he's understanding the Torah Chaim is giving an objective rule. Yeah. The rule is Korba Demuchach is 50 Amot, and that doesn't work with what we said. But I just even the Torah Chaim doesn't say that. So I don't know. I think that's what bothers the Netivot Amishpat also in source number 17, when he says, "Ayin k'soda choshen shachkar kama shiur yehei mekurav murchak fini yudati nira de shiur hu kol shilfiya omed b'shashin afala me'akli umipazer be'ezer richu shechol ha'apil nikrin mekuravim." The whole question is just, what is a reasonable amount? So when you're talking about the Nipol, 50 amot. With the Markulis, 4 amot, or a chatzi amot if you're Rashi or Tosvot. And it's a relative type of idea, but there's no absolute shiur. And maybe I'm not understanding the Torah Chaim appropriately or the Torah Choshen appropriately, but to me, the question that he asks on the Torah Chaim, I don't understand. I'm happy for someone to explain that to me, but Rav Yehuda is nodding at me, so I guess he agrees with me also. Okay. Everyone good so far? Thank you. So the last question, which I think is just a fun question. I'm really into Chashuke Chemed lately. So this is the question that I put in the email. Sheila, Maaseh Shehaya B'Yeshiva Mesuyamet B'Erev Yom HaKippurim, Kesha'al HaBima Hayu Kupot Tzedaka, V'Nimtza Sakum Kesef Michutz LeKupot, Al Bima Atzma, V'Lo Yadumi Mi Naflu Ma'ot Eilu. Imi HaKupa Smucha, Shei Krova B'Yoter, Ela Ma'ot, O La Kesef, She Kesef Nefal Mi HaKupa Shehaita Rabba B'Yoter, L'Tzedaka Zo Tarmu Ed Rov HaKsafim. L'Heichan Yesh Laniach Et HaKesef. Where do you put the money? It's between two Tzedaka boxes. Karov to one, but the other one's the Rov. I give you again, like I did with the Ketot, I give you all the sources that he quotes in full, sources 19 through 24, but we don't have to read them inside. Excuse me. Do you want to get me a little more water? Sorry. Thank you.
Hot water, yes?
Regular water is fine.
I'm actually going to wait a minute.
I don't think one is empty. I think one just has more than the other, just the nature of tzedakah.
Cool question.
Okay. Tshuva. Lichora tzarich leaniach shehakesef nafal miakupa sheba yashrov hakesef lo mekupa hasmucha. Because we know. Kibur rov hakarov zlina bata harov. It's Gemara in Basakha in Baba Vatra. Rabbi Chanina rov hakarov zlina harov. And you could even say, even if it's...
I got it.
Thank you. You could even say... that, and he doesn't say this here, but you could even say, let's say it's korba demuchach to one of the kupot, you'd still say, paskin, hochinachar harov, even if it's korba demuchach. Ella, she uyan b'mishna b'shkalim, sham. So we have a mishna b'shkalim that has the following case. Mot shimtsu ben shkalim, l'nedava karov l'shkalim, l'nedava, l'shkalim l'nedava, karov l'shkalim, yipulu shkalim, l'nedava, yipulu l'nedava, it's you've got these kupot that you're putting. The shkalim are going from some nedava, some for the shkalim. So it's somewhere in the middle. It's false. So where do you put it? So zeh klal underlined. Ochina char karov leakel mechta mechta lehachmir yiren sham harei she has lina batar karov. See that there's a rule that we follow the karov. Veha mishnah lo iskira sheim b'shne b'sheni. Yes, yoter maot shazlin and achar harov. It doesn't mention anything. It's the Mishnah says that you follow the karov. It doesn't make any indication about rov at all here. Oh, nami amibar tenura sham shemad al kach v'katav sha'omer rov akarov alachar harov moki matzitin kagon shesh ken sheshkalim v'nedava shavin v'chem per shirosh. He says, look, but Bar Tanura and others will say it must be that the case is where it's all things make equal, so you don't follow rov because there is no rov, so you follow karov. Achena Rambam in Masur Sheni ha'etik at a Mishnah Ketzurata umashma midvei Rambam shafilu im yesh rov be'echad mehem bechol zoras lina batar karov irrespective of rov. V'chena ir beperish harad baz sham zelishno kvar ra'iti misha katav ala dehach matznitin teshkalim dehamor rov akarov alachar harov moki matznitin kigon sheshkalim zonim shavim ufi shita zo tzrich lamar dechol hani dehach shavim. It must be. V'tamahani imze dot rabenu ha'el lefaresh. But if that's the case, you should have said it. V'efshar lomar does lo azlina bata ruba ela bebaalei chayim denaydi. Aval bedavar delo nayad azlina bata karov v'dain tzarichiyun. He suggests that maybe when you're talking about coins, they don't move, so you follow rov. But a bird. I'm sorry. You follow the rov. Yeah, you follow the karov because they don't move. But a bird who hops around. There, you'll follow the rov because it moves. And so maybe karov is, I don't know, he doesn't say this here, maybe karov is not as telling because it'll move. Ach, kvar yikshu achronim al divrei Radbaz, mi divrei gemar, baba batra, shivi raya l'sfar Rabbi Chanina, me'ahu chatz v'techamra, dishtich v'pardisa d'orla, v'shari rabina, arei azlina bata arov, gam v'divarim she'enam balechayim. But we have cases where this comes up, which is a balechayim, and we still follow the rov against karov. So the Radbaz's chiluk is hard to say. Excuse me. V'yan b'chaste David, David Pardo, shekatav l'teretz et divrei HaRambam, shesh chiluk bein mikre shebarur shehaya rov b'sha'a shenafal achefet hamesupak levein hanidon shel kupot. De'af al pi da'ata yesh rov, mikol makom yitachen shebesha'a shenafal lo haya rov b'kupa shenia v'lachen azlina batar akarov. He says, look, you would follow rov when at the moment that the suffix happened, when it fell, there was a rov in one place or the other. But now we're dealing with who knows how many hours after the fact. To say we follow the rov is not true because we want to find out at the moment of suffix, but we don't know what the case was at the moment of suffix. So you can't follow rov. But the varav binyaneinu, im yesh mi shera'a shalono saf kesef v'kupash yesh ba et ha'kamud ha'gdola b'yoter shel tzedaka me'az shenafal ha'shtar ha'misupak. So if you can have someone who says, no, I've been here the whole time, the numbers here haven't changed, so then you would go according to the Rov. Even Rambam would agree you go according to the Rov because you can go according to the Rov. The Rambam and the Mishnah was only talking about a case where you cannot go according to the Rov because you don't know what the Rov was at the moment of Safek. We'll read this inside because we have a little more time and it's... Rav Kanievsky. So it's another option. It took me a while to figure out what this was. Be'er Halacha. But it's his commentary.
Yeah, it's the
Mishnah Berurah on Zvon. Yeah. This is Rav Kanievsky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says, this is the last source on the page. I hope I got it right. Vine Rabbeinu Hevi HaMishnah Ketzurata Kan... So you can't say he quotes the Rai, doesn't like that. Omnan Vini Daidi Yeshlamar did Dad Rabbeinu Dikan Loshai Khalalekharov, Dibishlama Bini Pol Hanimsa, parach. Uva amrinan demistama ba meharov. V'chen gabe egla arufa. Demispakinan mehechan baharotzeach. Mehechan baharotzeach is the question. We don't know where this bird came. We don't know where the roseach came. Amrinan demistama ba meharov. Presumably, it came from the rove. V'chen gabe chatzva v'ziki dechamra demispakinan mehechan bao. The suffix is where it came from. Umin natnan sham. Amrinan demistama meharov bao. Aval kan gabe shnei kupot umdot v'nefal mehen kesef dahainu shadam avar sham v'shaf behen v'nefal kesef mechad mehen o shadam lakach misham v'natan be'emtza o shekupa achad hitnad dak tzat v'nefal. This is not a case where something where did this come from? Perhaps it come from the rove. This is a case where someone was walking by, accidentally bumped the kupa, and something fell out of it. In that case, bezo ein shum siba lomar shedavka mizo sheyesh ba yoter ma'ot nafal yoter miyasheni. Dishnei and shavin leinyan ze. The likelihood of either of them being hit and knocked over is equal. Either of them could knock over either of them. The fact that this one has more in it, that one has less in it, doesn't. Someone hit it and it fell out. But if it's a 50-50 chance that it could have fallen out of either one of them, because he could have hit either one of them. It could have fallen out of either one of them.
Similar to the first answer of the Ritvaz, and because it can't fly by itself, so.
Hey, what is it? What's the difference between that and in that case of the Nipo, for example?
Because the Ritvaz's chiluk is all about Baal Chaim. So maybe you could say it's similar to the Ritvaz, but he's explaining it in a way that whether it's Baal Chaim or not, the point is that you have to understand that the likelihood that this came from location A or location B is exactly the same, because the mechanism that it would have come is the same. It got nudged and something fell out. Whether there are 100 or whether there are 50, it's still likelihood that it would have fallen out of either one of them. So it's equal. Mm-hmm. And that's why there's no rov here. L'chen lo shaykh lechet baklal l'chah harov. Aval l'chah hakarov, yesh svar d'mistama mehasmucha nafal. V'lechen lo parich ha-gemar klal v'bababash v'mishin azot shkalim v'leizot coming out of Red Baz. Maybe that's the point of the Red Baz.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's the end.
His
point is just that it's one and one. It's not, even if one of them has 100 and one of them has 30, it's really just one and one.
Right. It's either chance that it could have been from either one.
I don't think it matters if it's Baal Chaim or not.
Right.
What if you had two bird crews and you knocked open the door of one? You're not sure which door you knocked open. Even though you didn't have Baal Chaim there, he would say the same thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's Baal Chai is not a factor. It's a matter of how it came to here.
But once there's a bird outside, so I assume the bird itself went, and not from person who accidentally bumped the door open.
I'm saying there are two birds can be up. The birds are inside. It's not being knocked by mistake, open the door. So
that was only our suffix, it means that we hold it came here not from the Baal Chaim itself, but someone else.
Okay, it's 11:30. There's what to talk about. We can continue to think about this and talk about this. We'll continue, I think, with more Rovik Harov, I believe, next week.
Maybe the following week.
We'll see. But also, everyone should know to come on Monday morning to the Archikala, where we will all be here and learning Torah and talking about the ethics.
Can you steal your Chavruta's girlfriend? That's basically the question.
That's the question.
No.
Okay, shkoch, everyone.
I'm coming Monday.
Good, okay, good. I'm glad you're coming. Okay, sorry, any last questions or comments or anything? Okay, shkoch. Thank you, everyone, for coming and for learning. And have a good Shabbos.